Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's more trouble this morning for the Chelsea Housing Authority. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa is calling for a federal inquiry into its practice of letting managers live in subsidized public housing for just $25 a month, as reported by the Boston Globe in December. For more, we're joined right now by Senator Grassley. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Oh, I'm glad to do this, and thank you very much for your interest in this Chelsea project.
So tell us what your concern is about the Chelsea Housing Authority. What is it that you want to know?
Well, first of all, we pass laws and appropriate money to make sure that, in this case, the Department of Housing and Urban Development is faithfully enforcing law and spending our money right, because there's just a great deal of federal money goes into public housing. And the idea is to keep the heat on HUD to make sure they're supervising housing. And in the case of Chelsea, it's quite obvious that there's people that are not low income that are getting into public housing, and we want to know why. And at least HUD said that they're going to cooperate with us and give us the documents. But you got to get back to basics. What is public housing all about? It's to make sure that we have safe and affordable housing for low-income people. So if people aren't low-income and they're living, getting housing for practically nothing in public housing, it's not right. It contravenes the purpose of public housing. It's a violation of law, and it's a waste of taxpayers' money.
So one of the things you're concerned about, then, is that people with need might be on a waiting list while a public housing authority employee is living in public housing.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I think that that's where our inquiry comes from. When you find out that people that are making reasonably high salaries are living in apartments for $25 a month when there's 1,000 people on the waiting list, that it's a violation of the spirit of what public housing is all about.
Well, you said it might violate the spirit, but would it violate the rules?
Absolutely. I really should say violating the law as well as the spirit of the law.
Okay. So what is it that you want to change then?
Well, I want to make sure that HUD makes sure that all of the federal dollars that go into public housing go totally to provide housing for low-income people.
Is this a problem not only in Chelsea but nationally, Senator?
Oh, I've been investigating HUD not being careful with the taxpayers' dollars in Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Chicago. This is a major problem with housing and urban development, and I think I'd have to say it's a problem not only in the Obama administration, but also in Republican administrations.
If this has been going on for a while, do you think that change can be effected in Chelsea and in these other housing authorities in these other cities around the nation?
Well, it seems like when you expose the wrongdoing, and Chelsea's an example of it, but in Philadelphia it was probably even more blatant, you eventually get people to resign or be fired, and in some cases you get criminal prosecution. But I have not seen enough change at the federal level to make sure that they're doing their job. It seems like they get on top of things only when a congressman or a senator exposes blatant wrongdoing, as in the case of Chelsea.
All right, so let me ask you one last question. Should heads roll at the Chelsea Housing Authority over this, or should heads roll at HUD?
Listen, heads should roll, because if heads don't roll, you're never going to change the behavior of people in public service.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. We very much appreciate it.
Goodbye.